fans of Oasis and the Gallagher brothers' solo stuff as well, and we founded a band called Caesar's Bread. It's a still more or less existing band. Actually, we will play.
Don't downplay it.
Yeah, we will play our first show in the year, like on the 28th of March. But it will be just a duo concert of me and my singer-songwriting partner of crime, Machi. And I think he brought it to our first gig or concert ever. It was at an underground club full of smoke and we drank like a lot, and I think the police came to the concert, so it was very crazy. And
was that popular? Yeah. The police had to come and
yeah,
watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like, such an like honor. I think concert. I've greeted the policeman with love.
That's cool. They need some.
And respect, of course. Yeah. So
you so, and the NWA, yeah?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Please don't fuck the police. So, anyways, we covered this song from Noah Gallagher's High Flying Birds, which is the solo project of the main songwriter of Oasis. One of the brothers, I think he's the more talented one. Liam was the rock star type, the lead singer. But Noel has a lot more beautiful voice, I think, and his songwriting can be fantastic, actually. And this album was a recent one at the time. It's like it came out in 2015, and we actually founded our band the same year. So it was a very recent one, and Machi just brought this song to one of our rehearsals, and we immediately fell in love with this song. And it's actually very similar to the biggest hit of Oasis, Wonderwall, but I think it's a lot deeper and better song with better instrumentation, better singing, better everything, and it's not that overplayed mega hit as Wonderwall. So yeah, it's and I've completely forgotten about this song, but maybe we will play it on our next gig. It will be in Berliner. I've never been to that pub before, but yeah, you should check it out. And I would like to add that the next year in 2016, we've seen Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds live with Machi together at Sziget Festival. And it was an amazing show. And a few years after, I've seen the other brother, Liam, at Sziget as well. And it wasn't that good. Yeah, but now they're back together. And I as I remember in the 2010s, like it seemed impossible that those two brothers will connect each mm-hmm. other. Maybe for the money, maybe for the love of their biggest music thing that they've ever done. Yep. But maybe
they're more chill in their later ages.
Yeah, I don't know, because like a few years ago they were still fighting as hell. Like, sure. Yeah, but now they are like saying that, oh, my brother is the best singer, my brother is the best songwriter since John Lennon. So, like,
well,
yeah. Yeah, but assholes can can make beautiful music as well. I think we have to sure. separate the artist from the art. So there's a beautiful song which we will hear in a few seconds. This is The Dying of the Light from Noah Gallagher's High Flying Birds. We'll be right back.
bus fare and the storm that's rolling over. Man, it makes me wanna cry when the cold against my shoulder, when it comes on in the winter and it seems to last forever. And it makes me wanna, it makes me wanna cry.
Cool though, that was I took a little bit of a history lesson.
Yeah.
But that's a very cool song.
Yeah. And on this particular album of Noel, there are some other very creative and very beautiful songs, like the Ballad of the Mighty Eye, which is like has some ironic values in it as well. And it's interesting that I think his band, his solo band, the Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, was not that interesting before and after this particular album. In the Heat of the Moment, I think that was the title. And the title track is very good as well. It's like some, what is that genre? What rock is that when it's a glittery... Glam rock.
Glam rock, yes.
Yeah.
Glam
rock. That's but cool. In an alternative way, yeah, it's quite.
He has a very good voice. He's not afraid to use it, you know. In this song, he was singing,
and he wasn't the lead singer of the band. That's what I was talking about. So he was the, behind the rock star.
Crazy
brother, yeah.
Yeah, I like their minimal approach. Like I like that solo. Like they did a lot with just a few picks on the guitar.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is from Mamuse. Not sure if I pronounce it right, but Sophie suggested this to us, actually. So kudos for her. Shout out from here. And it is an acoustic folk soul duo based in Northern California. It was founded by 2007 or around 2007, 2008. And there are two core members, Karisha Longaker and Sarah Nutting. They are both multi-instrumentalists, and I think they are building up like the vocal section of this band. There are also other band members which I can't get to right now, but and I haven't known them before, but they have quite a bit of a catalog already, even though, I mean, yeah, 2008, I mean, it's, yeah, it's not that long of a career, but they have like a sort of uplifting folk soul vibe to them. It's sort of sounds like a folk revival group, really. And the lyrics and also the melodies are very uplifting in this song. Actually, Sophie told me that maybe this is too like sugary for us, because they didn't, because she didn't know us that well at the time. I think, I mean, we are really like
emotional guys.
Yes, we are not afraid to cry.
No. And it makes me want to cry, as Noel was singing in the previous track.
Yeah. Yes, and maybe this will make you want to cry, of joy, of course. Yeah. And yeah, so I think we should just listen to them and yeah, give into this community building, uplifting feeling. Here's Mamouz and We Shall Be Known.
We shall be known by the company we keep, by the ones who circle round to tend these fires. We shall be known by the ones who sow and reap the seeds of change alive from deep within the earth. It is time now. It is time now that we thrive. It is time we lead ourselves into the well. It is time now, and what a time to be alive. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. We shall be known by the company we keep, by the ones who circle round to tend these fires. We shall be known by the ones who sow and reap the seeds of change alive from deep within the earth. It is time now. It is time now that we thrive. It is time we lead ourselves into the well. It is time now, and what a time to be alive. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. We shall be known by the company we keep, by the ones who circle round to tend these fires. We shall be known by ones who sow and reap the seeds of change alive from deep within the earth. It is time now. It is time now that we thrive. It is time we lead ourselves into the well. It is time now, and what a time to be alive. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love.
It is time for the last track within this mind space inside the Stargate. And it's an Iranian death metal band called Varvaran, which I'm not sure the meaning of this word, but but I'm really enjoying what they put out. In 2025, November 28, they put out an album called Midnight Fire, and it's a very unapologetic, like, balls to the wall pounding death metal. Ario Khalili is on guitar, and Sevda Fadakar is the vocalist and the bass guitarist. They are a duo from Iran, and I managed to gather some information on the song. I'm going to play the title song, Midnight Fire, from this album, which, and I quote, it reflects the feeling of living in a place where everything can change in an instant. We wanted the music to mirror the emotional shifts around us, fear, defiance, loneliness, rage. These contradictions shape the way we write. So, it's, yes, it's a very brutal track. I really enjoyed it. I really can't just sit still while listening to it. And I also recommend checking out their Instagram page, where they put on tutorials on how to play certain tracks. And, like, they are defiantly, very unapologetically playing this really, like, I think, boundary-crossing metal music. I don't really listen to a whole lot of metal music, but the ones that I listen to aren't sounding really like that. So kudos for them, and all the best to them, because, yes, what's happening there now is atrocious. And, yes, I would... Yeah. I just want to let my Iranian friends know that I'm thinking of them and wishing them all the best during these times. And, yes, I would like to pay a little tribute with Varvaran to reflect on that there are people there who are not afraid to let their voice heard. And yes, all the best for them. It's Varvaran, Midnight Fire.
Szombat esti blast. Egy szippantás a jó.
We're back in the third dimension.
And we're back.
Yes. That was an amazing Stargate.
I mean, this was the most...
the starest gate ever that we've ever had.
Yes. Yeah. We gated all the way.
Not to gatekeep.
Yes. I wanted from you. To... Yeah, sure. I wanted to ask you guys if you have any thoughts on maybe the last song.
It was dope. It was...
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. No, it was really hard was. As fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the other tracks are hard as fuck. I listened to them like several times now, and yeah, I'm really, really interested what they're gonna put out next.
I couldn't like but... quite capture what they were talking about.
but that was some hard shit in.
Yeah. But I can imagine, you know, if you're in this shit and you're like singing this on stage, the energy is crazy.
Yes.
So. It's about a midnight fire, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. And we're long after midnight now. Usually I'm not listening to this style of music at this time of the day.
Yeah, you never know.
That was a very good experience. It just shaken us up a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah. I just wanted to let them rip a little bit.
So here comes our next segment called... February-ish, which is we can't translate it to English actually. It's like all of our monthly segments have a wordplay. Like for March, it will be marching into March. Sometimes it's in Hungarian, sometimes it's in English, and February-ish is like February price gap or something like that.
Yes,
because last year our government was really proud of lowering the price gap between in the supermarket at an exact product when the supermarkets bought the products for a lower price than the price that they were selling that to the public, and
they're still doing that, I think.
Yeah, of course, but so there are some products which are price gap which have lower price gaps.
So they're selling it at a loss, or?
Yeah, no. Maybe. Yeah. But it's cheaper for us. So
that's good.
Yeah. So, God bless. God bless Viktor Orbán for that.
Sure. If you want to.
No, but sometimes I'm glad because the like a lot of things like paper tissues and. Margarine is butter is lots cheaper now.
Sure. I mean, what better way to make things cheaper than
who
to
wants a house anyways?
Yeah. If you have butter.
Yeah, and who wants to have demonstrations against the genocide in Palestine?
Yes.
Yeah,
when you have paper tissues to cry.
Yes, all of this is achieved while fucking over the store owners and stuff. So.
Yeah,
good job. So yeah, this is the history of our segment, and I think it's up to me now, right, to introduce the next one.
Yeah,
the next artist, who is Sirin Serek, a Turkish singer-songwriter from living in München. And she is pretty active on social media, constantly makes new releases, sometimes from just free jamming sessions, sometimes more like concrete, has a more concrete, what's the word I'm looking for? choreographs more concrete songs, and the one I brought is from February 20th, which is called Yara, like an epsilon 4R4, which is, I think, in Turkish means wounds.
Oh.
And she schwitz.
It's also a name in Arabic, so.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she also put up the lyrics on her YouTube channel, and basically the song is about like living in a foreign world, not really feeling your belonging, like you're faking being well, but deep inside there is something wrong, and like I am carrying this wound of not being in the right place at the right time. And I don't know, this song, when it came out, a lot of comments were like, this is giving cyberpunk vibes. And it sort of really, really sounds like 2026 for me, because she has this instrument. I think it's an oud. I'm not really sure, but it's like a microtonal instrument. She plays it really, really nicely, and she has a lovely singing voice. And with a loop station, she builds up a pretty sick beat behind all of this.
I think it sounds more like 2060 or something like that. It's so futuristic.
Yes.
And retro futuristic at the same time, because those bass synths have some retro elements as well. But yeah, it mostly sounds like the future for me.
Sure, sure. So the future is here. Let's listen to Sir Lisa.
Finally.
Here comes Yara.